We came a very long way. And we left Vrindavan to come to the desert of Rajasthan. Why have we done that? To have darshan of Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohanji. Srila Prabhupada taught us that Krishna never leaves Vrindavan, right? But here he is. So what does that mean? This is not different. The spiritual world is also here. When Srila Prabhupada established the corporate document for the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, there's in United States law for forming a corporation, you have to state the purposes that that organization will fulfill or try to fulfill. And the first one on the list is to establish places of pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, please consider, how can an organization establish places of pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? They either are or they aren't. But how do you establish places of pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? If you listen very carefully to the description of Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan, then you'll understand how specifically, in this particular deity's case, many pastimes were performed. Many amazing and very sweet pastimes of Madan Mohan were established in each of the places where he was worshipped. Some of the devotees with us were not with us when we visited Madan Mohan Temple, and so I'm going to describe once again the history of the Madan Mohan deity and add additional history from the time that the deity was moved here to Karoli. Madan Mohan was one of the original deities installed by Vajranab, the great grandson of Krishna. Madan Mohan represents the deity who oversees or is in charge of knowledge of one's relationship with the Personality of Godhead. Sambandha Gyan. Moreover, through the worship of Madan Mohan, one is given the facility to establish one's relationship with the Personality of Godhead. So, hopefully, we'll finish this discussion and be able to go back again before Madan Mohan and offer our prayers to him, that he very kindly help us in these intimately related areas to nurture our proper understanding of our relationship, then the relationship of all things with the Personality of Godhead, and to assist us in entering into that relationship. So from the time of the great grandson of Vajranab, this means during the reign of Maharaj Parikshit, Madan Mohan was worshipped for some untold amount of time. But in due course of time, as we find it, time has this way of destroying even good things, at least apparently. And so the worship of Madan Mohan was forgotten. It's hard to imagine how that happened, but somehow that happened. And before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, Advaita Acharya came to visit in Vrindavan, because Advaita Acharya was a great devotee of Krishna. And while Advaita Acharya was living in Vrindavan, he stayed at the bottom of that Dvadasadityatila, the hill upon which Madan Mohan Temple rests, under a tree that is now known as Advaita Vat. And while he was there, he discovered, buried underneath the ground, the deity of Madan Mohan. And he personally worshipped the deity of Madan Mohan, Advaita Acharya. After some time, he wanted to return to Navadvip in anticipation of the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he entrusted the worship of Madan Mohan to a Brahmin named Purushottam Chobe. And the Brahmin was a very, very fortunate person and a very elevated person, because it certainly seems that Madan Mohan chooses to be worshipped by very elevated personalities. And so he was worshipping until the time that Sanatan Goswami came. And Sanatan Goswami was staying under a different tree every night during this time of Sanatan Goswami's life in Vrindavan. As we know from Chaitanya Charitamrita, he had already given up all sense of personal wealth, all sense of proprietorship, all sense of material comfort. You recall the narration of his brother-in-law had given him one very new and attractive chadar, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, without saying a word, just with his eyes, he gave the indication to Sanatana Goswami he didn't approve. If you're on the path of renunciation, don't hold on to some material opulence. So Sanatana Goswami gave up that very nice chadar and accepted instead a torn quilt that was being worn by a Bengali Vaishnav on the bank of a river, spread out under the sun to dry. The understanding is he had renounced all things of this world, including living in Vrindavan, having no fixed residence, living under a different tree every night. And as he was traveling through Vrindavan, he would perform madhukari to sustain himself. One of the wealthiest persons in India, now performing madhukari in Braja. And the purpose of madhukari, for those that are performing madhukari in the proper consciousness, is not, this is my means for maintenance, but rather, this is a way to engage worldly persons in making some small sacrifice so that it will help them in their spiritual advancement. That's the right consciousness of a renounced person paying visits to the homes of worldly-minded persons. So one day, when Sanatana Goswami was visiting in the vicinity of the residence of Purushottam Chobe, Purushottam Chobe, the night before, had a dream that one sadhu will come to visit your home tomorrow morning, and I want to be worshipped by that sadhu. So you please give this deity, you see how large the deity is, it's just astonishing. Please give me to him so that I can be he can worship me. When Sanatana Goswami came to Purushottam Chobe's home, and he heard that this is the wish of Madan Gopal, by the way, when you read Brihat Bhagavatamrita, which was written by Sanatana Goswami, you find that the deity that that is identified as the deity, the worshipable deity in part two, is Madan Gopal. So Madan Mohan and Madan Gopal are the same name of the same deity, or different names of the same deity. Gopakumar's mantra was the Madan Gopal mantra, worshipping Madan Mohan. So Sanatana Goswami's response was, what a difficult situation. The deity has indicated to you that he wants me to worship him, but how can I worship him? I'm a renunciate. I don't have anything to offer him. I don't have a place to have him stay. How can I accept this service? I'm sorry, I can't accept this service. And he left the home. But he was conflicted in his heart, feeling, how can I say no to Madan Gopal? So he came back the next morning and said, I have to accept the desire of Madan Gopal, but what service can I do? I can place him on a branch of a tree, and that can be his home, because I just live under different trees. And I don't have any wealth, so he'll have to accept whatever it is that I have to offer, because I have nothing. Whatever comes from Madhukari, that's all I have. Now, there are different versions of this story. One version is, Madan Gopal spoke and said, that's all right, you just offer whatever you have, I'll be happy. So he brought Madan Gopal to Dwadasya Aditya Tila, the place where the Madan Mohan temple now is, and stayed there for some time. It certainly restricted his moving about, because you can't carry a deity that size with you as you move about. So, from a branch of a tree at the top of Dwadasya Aditya Tila, Sanatana Goswami worshipped Madan Mohan. Sometimes when he would perform Madhukari, he would be given some wheat or wheat flour, and a very simple practice of making wheat, cooked wheat, is take the wheat mixed with Jamuna water, make it into a soft dough, put the dough in a shape of a ball, place the ball on the hot coals of the fire, and that way the wheat becomes cooked, and then those, they have a name for it in Braja, those were offered to Madan Mohan. So just around the corner, as we go out from the way we came in, and make left, there's a little Jagannath temple, and just past that another looks like deity Madan Mohan. And that same picture of Sanatana Goswami sitting and offering to his Madan Mohan deity whatever little he had. And the exchange from the deity saying, "This is okay, but can't you add a little salt?" And Sanatana Goswami responded saying, "I told you I don't have anything. I only have whatever is supplied, and I'm giving you the best I have. What can I do? I shouldn't be worshipping you to begin with, but it's your idea." All right, that's okay. Whatever you have. Very intimate. Who can imagine the intimacy of that worship? As fate would have it, Madan Mohan's desire to have a little salt was fulfilled in the following way. One very wealthy merchant was traveling from Delhi to Agra on the Jamuna River with a whole boatload of salt. And as the boat was passing down the Jamuna, it got stuck on a sand dune or sand bar going out into the river. And whatever it was he tried to get the boat free, nothing worked. And so I'll describe this slightly differently than I did before. Madan Mohan personally assumed the form of a little village boy and went and saw Ram Das Kapoor struggling to get his boat free, and he said, "I know one sadhu who lives up on the hill up there, and I bet if you go to speak with him, he'll give some blessing whereby your boat can become freed and your purpose can be fulfilled." So Ram Das Kapoor, being a very pious man, thought that was a nice idea. I'm not able to free the boat, whatever I try. So he came to where Sanatana Goswami was residing and immediately, just being in the presence of Sanatana Goswami, he could understand what a saintly person, a pure soul. So immediately his respect went to Sanatana Goswami. And Sanatana Goswami asked what had brought him. Said, "One small boy said I should come and see you because I have this difficulty. My boat won't move." And Sanatana Goswami said that if you simply worship Madan Mohan, then I am sure that all of your most elevated desires in life will be fulfilled. And that went deep into the heart of the salt merchant. And he was very thankful and said that he would like to make some small offering. But he didn't have anything with him but a little pouch that had some salt in it. So he offered the salt to Madan Mohan. Small little offering. But with genuine appreciation for Sanatana Goswami and the purity of his words of worshipping Madan Mohan. And sure enough, when he went back to his boat, mysteriously the boat became very easily to move from the sandbar. And he went to Agra and sold all of the wares in his boat. But this impression of Sanatana Goswami was still very strong within his mind. So he wanted to go back and again see Sanatana Goswami. He decided in the course of the journey that he wanted to give everything that had come from the sale of his goods and place it at Sanatana Goswami's feet. All that wealth. Sanatana Goswami said, "What do I need of wealth? I've given up all wealth. But one thing, if you really wish to do some service, you can build a nice temple for Madan Mohan." And so the first of the six Goswami temples was built by that same Ramdas Kapoor. Beautiful architecture, landmark for the whole of Vrindavan. And there, Madan Mohan was worshipped for some time. While Sanatana Goswami was worshipping the deity, still during the time of the six Goswamis, the son of King Prataparudra, who was King Prataparudra? He was the king of Utkal, the whole area of South India in which Jagannath Puri was residing. His son, Purushottam Jena, desired very much to manifest or to provide, to render a service to Madan Mohan and Govindaji by providing them with Radha by the side of Madan Mohan and Govindaji. So he took up that service. He had the deities of Radha made for each of them, and a grand ceremony was created for a procession to go all the way from Puri and to bring those two deities to Govindaji and Madan Mohan. This is very important. When you again go and see the deities in the temple room, you can think of this particular episode. The deity of Radha, who was by the side of Madan Mohan, appeared in the dream of the Madan Mohan Pujari and said, "This Radha that is by the side of Madan Mohan, this is correct. But the other Radha that was brought and installed by the side of Govindaji, that's not Radha. That's Lalita. And Lalita should be installed on the other side of Madan Mohan, just on the other side of me. Can you please make that arrangement?" So in the morning, the Pujari informed Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, and because of the elevated and respected nature of this Pujari, everyone just accepted, this is the desire of Madan Mohan. This is the desire of Srimati Radharani. So, they moved the deity that was by the side of Radha Govindaji and installed her by Madan Mohan's right side. So, Radha, Madan Mohan, and Lalita, when you see on the central altar here. These are the original deities worshipped by Sanatana Goswami. The altar to our left, the local Pujaris are telling us this is Radha Gopal. Radha Gopal. And apparently Lalita. The main deity that we've come to see is in the central altar, Radha Madan Mohan. So over the generations from Sanatana Goswami's time, the deity of Radha Madan Mohan and Lalita were worshipped. for around 100, 120 years, at about 1570, Aurangzeb, very unpleasant king, whose capital was in Agra, had made a decision that he wanted to destroy the temples in Vrindavan. So he sent his soldiers to Vrindavan to destroy the deities and destroy the temples. Understanding that, the king of Jaipur, Jai Singh, sent his soldiers to go rescue the deities. And the deities, the principal deities of Vrindavan, were taken secretly out of Vrindavan and in the direction of Rajasthan to Kamyavan, and then they crossed, as we did, we crossed the border of UP into Rajasthan and brought them to Jaipur and established temples for them. So this continued for some time. The principal deities, Madan Mohan, Govindaji, Gopinath, Radha Damodar, Radha Madhava, Radha Vinod, Radha Gokulananda, the deities were brought here. The deities that we saw when we were in Vrindavan, they are Pratibhu deities, or replacement deities of the originals. Now, of a very wonderful pastime of Radha Madan Mohan took place when the daughter of the king of Jaipur, some generations later, was requested, her hand in marriage was requested by the king of Karoli for his son. When you look at the altar, you see many beautiful paintings of Radha Krishna Leela. Look closely when you go out again on the wall, inside the temple area, up on the ceiling. Some beautiful, 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 beautiful Radha Krishna, some Ram Leela also, paintings. And way over to the right side as you're facing the altar is a portrait of Raj Govinda Singh. Raj Govinda Singh. He was the prince who was to marry the princess of Jaipur. So, when the request was made for the princess to marry the Raj Govind Singh, she stated to her father, "I will go on one condition, that Madan Mohan comes with me." And the father said, "Forget it, there's no marriage. Madan Mohan is not going to leave Jaipur." And so the messenger was sent back to Karoli with that word, "He's not coming. The deity's not coming, and so the marriage proposal is called off." What to do? Another dilemma in Krishna consciousness. That night, the king of Jaipur had a dream. Madan Mohan appeared in his dream and said, "I want to go to Karoli and be worshipped there. Please say yes." So once again, how could the king say no to Madan Mohan? But how could he say yes? Because he was also, as his daughter was, very attached to Madan Mohan. But he had to submit to the will of Madan Mohan, and so message was sent back to the king of Karoli, the marriage is on. And we'll have a grand procession for Madan Mohan to leave Jaipur and come here to Karoli. So big historic event, grand procession, and this beautiful temple was established for Madan Mohan, and since that time he's been worshipped here. Sometimes they dress the deity in very interesting ways, not quite like at Radha Gopinath temple where every day there's something different. But perhaps you've seen a picture, and I'll see if I can make a copy of that picture available along with another picture or two that I promised to Ashish so we can send it out to all of you. A picture of Madan Mohan where he's dressed Radha and Madan Mohan are dressed in Kshatriya outfits. And there's a nice pastime connected with that. So, coming here to Karoli, intimately expressing his desire at different times over a period of time, how he would like to be worshipped and who he would like to worship him. Madan Mohan is a very, as I said at the very beginning, very sweet and confidential deity. The name Madan Mohan means that he is the attractor of Cupid. Sometimes Cupid is called Kandarpa. Sometimes he's called Madan because he attracts the mind. He's captivated the mind of all living beings in the material world. The attraction of enjoyment in conjugal relation between man and woman keeps the world going round. Keeps species procreating and generating more and more, and the God of love has everyone very busy in this material world. But once when attempting to attract the personality of Godhead, his flower arrow wilted just upon seeing when he saw all attractive form of the personality of Godhead. Cupid himself became charmed and his bow slipped from his hand. His flower arrow fell to the ground, completely amazed at the beauty of the personality of Godhead. So the Lord is called Madan Mohan. And in establishing our relationship with the personality of Godhead through the kindness of Madan Mohan, he does these two things simultaneously. He attracts our heart by his transcendental charm and beauty and wonderful transcendental qualities of his loving nature. At the same time, he takes away from our heart all the so-called attraction of material affairs and material relationships and material happiness through them. In order to establish our relationship with the personality of Godhead, this detachment from worldly pleasure must take place. Because because otherwise the two are completely dissonant. Prabhupada describes it's like trying to light a fire and pouring water on the fire. If you want to light a fire, you don't pour water on it. So if you want the fire of loving attraction and devotion to the personality of Godhead to increase, then one must purposefully, deliberately diminish the attraction for material pleasure, material happiness, especially this idea of happiness through the conjugal attraction of man and woman's exchange. This is the feature of illusion. When the princess of Karoli spoke about having Madan Mohan come with her, her statement was, this affair of king and queen is illusion. It's born of illusion, and it's only temporary. But the eternal relation with Madan Mohan, that will be with me always. I want him to come with me, and that is my real shelter. So if we want to establish, we're here at, we've, great endeavor, we're here. We've come a long distance to come to Karoli, and not just to have darshan of Madan Mohan, certainly to have darshan of Madan Mohan, but at his feet to offer our prayers, that our attraction may go to him, our shelter may be found in him, and that he very kindly help us to establish our relationship with him, to very clearly understand the relationship of all things with the personality of Godhead. Since they're all from him, they're meant for his service, not for our service or our enjoyment. Madan Mohan, please help us fill our hearts with this proper understanding, and let our attraction for our relationship with you be made stronger. Let it become established as a fixed and irrevocable feature of our life. Very, very powerful deity, very charming and attractive pastimes Madan Mohan has performed with many different devotees. Let that charm, attractiveness, and drawing us to him also take place from this visit here to Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan Mandir in Karoli. Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan Ji Ki Jai.